Hello from Riga Business School Bottom Line Studio. I'm Elīna Tiliba, and today my guest is Māris Žunda, health coach, biohacker, and entrepreneur. And our topic today is health performance habits. Hello,
yes.
Māris.
Yes, nice to be here, Elīna. Mm. It's always interesting to come back to school, and pleasure to be here in this podcast. Mm.
Okay, and for those who are watching us for the first time, we have a full season of previous episodes, which you can watch on YouTube and watch on podcast streaming apps. So in case you enjoy today's episode, then please feel free also to check out the other episodes. And I guess let's, before we jump in today's topic, I would like you a little bit to introduce yourself and maybe also tell a little bit about your professional journey. So how did you become who you are today?
Yes, thank you. This is a good question, the journey, yeah. And I started from IT. I came from IT industry, and during the last 5 years, I switched to health industry, health intelligence, and I am now became a health entrepreneur. I help people to manage stress, manage chronic inflammation. I study things related to health. So I became a health coach. And my previous experience was related to being a functional manager, being a senior project manager. Mm. I was working in the banking industry in IT. And this helped me very well understand how computers and humans as a biological machine are very similar. So this thing from IT industry now helps me to understand how to fix and manage health, because I see human as a biological machine, and I see that we can program it. Mm. We have different systems, and as well, I changed my life. So working in IT industry led me to the issues related to health. Mm. And I fixed them. I had problems related to cardiovascular disease, to thyroid gland dysfunction, and many other questions what are very common right now in a work environment. Mm. And now I help companies and people to deal with these problems, and I like it.
Mm. Okay. And still, even though you have found these similarities in how computers and how humans function, this still is quite a radical shift from IT to health industry. So can you a little bit elaborate on how this shift actually happened?
First of all, I was looking for solutions for my health problems. And I started to educate myself with different types of techniques, and I visited Wim Hof 10 years ago, which is a guy who proved that you can influence immune system through the breathing and cold exposure. Mm. Then I started to study in fitness industry, in sauna school, and at that time I worked in IT as a functional manager, but at some point I realized that I cannot find myself happy, strong and healthy without quitting the industry and the work from 9 to 6. So because the education part and experimentation part with my health was one of the main drivers how I came to conclusions that this or that works for me. Mm. I call it as a health intelligence. I was missing it, and mm. I was not having enough time to dive into this industry. And during the last 5 years, I'm actually quite happy because the health industry is very huge, and it develops from different point of view. As well, the technology part and health tech industry is booming with the gadgets and smartphones and preventive medicine, biohacking, functional medicine, integrative medicine. So how to help people with integration through technologies? I still in IT industry, I would say. Mm. But now I connect the industry from health, And I'm working with the products and services which helps people. Yeah, and this gives me a huge gratitude and happiness in my life.
Okay. And as today's topic, health performance habits. So I kind of know what is health, what is performance, and what is habits, but what do you mean by health performance habits as a whole?
Yes, if we separate these words, we see that there is some kind of something about health. And we know that during the last years, we struggle with many questions, with what is the immune system, how the brain is working, how to deal with stress, and so on. So many things what we know about health is quite clear. About performance, yes, you're right. We have some key performance indicators. We talk about achievements, about success and results, and this is what business is oriented to. And we talk about habits. So, and if we combine these things together, so we need to separate from my point of view. So if there is a manager or leader in a company, I see that nowadays we are missing a lot of competencies and soft skills, how we can manage health and how we can manage performance as a result. We don't know how our body works. We are missing health intelligence. We don't know answers how to deal with chronic stress or chronic inflammation. We don't understand how food influences the success, energy, and decision-making. We don't know how to fuel our brain, how to achieve and make better decisions. So there are many questions what I have been struggling in my life, because I was, let's say, high performer, but still I was practically healthy and practically sick. And now I see that many health coaches, many performance coaches or mentors or trainers during the last 5-10 years started to talk about health. For example, manage your sleep or incorporate sleep habits into your life, because sleep is responsible for success during the next day. And there are many studies which says that or explains how we can achieve better decisions if we have a good night's sleep, or we can deal with stress, and so on and so on. So I see this topic as a not only from the health, because health is boring. Let's say we think that it's something what we have, but it's not true. We need to achieve it. That's why we need to talk about habits on a daily basis. And we don't know which are good habits, which are bad habits. And we need to deal with problems, what we see. And according to World Health Organization, after 10, 20 years, different kind of mental diseases or problems related to mental health will be number one killer. And only the second and third will be the cardiovascular disease or oncology or some other. So we need to change. And I would say, pay more attention as a competence in CV that we can write down. I can manage stress, I can manage chronic inflammation, I know how my body works, I know how to be emotionally intelligent, and as well to talk about spiritual health, which is hard for our community or society to understand what kind of tools we can use. And there are plenty of books and plenty of list of things on a daily basis what we can do. And I see it's important for better results, for better achievements. And this is what companies, entrepreneurs, teams want to achieve. That's how I see it.
Okay. And let's assume I'm a company owner and I have realized this connection with my employee health and the performance of them, and as a result of performance of the company. And I would like to implement some changes in my organization. So how would you suggest me to start?
Yes, that's an interesting question. So it depends. It depends because it's boring to implement some kind of healthy habits. But I would mention one example for what I have seen in world experience. that, for example, company whose employees can prove that they have slept during the night in a deep sleep stage, they are awarded with some bonuses. Awarding with higher salary or some free day or any other awards or bonuses. So it's not so easy, because when we talk about, let's say, topics related to employees, there should be a good environment, there should be a good healthy habits. But if we separate leaders, managers and senior level employees, this part of people should definitely focus on healthy habits. They need to understand how to train body. They need to understand how brain functions and how sleep, breathing, cold exposure, food, nutrition, diets, specific exercise works, and how they can achieve better results. And then there is a part which relates to employees. So there will be people, as from my experience, who are not interested in health, because 8 hours at work is not about health. It's about do your job. But question is how we spend the rest of our life during the day. So what you do during the 16 hours after or before the work. And here's the problem from employment point of view, that we are not asking health-related questions about specific human being, employee. And that's why it's only the way that these leaders should be, as example, that's my idea how it should look like. So there should be example, true example, that we see the strong motivation and long-term motivation in changing work environment, in value for health, and only then we can implement the change for employees. Because there are a lot of challenges, we see that during the last 2-3 years there were plenty of questions: how immune system works, should I go to doctor, should we isolate ourselves, or any other questions. And as well, the environment is changing, that people are switching from working at office at home, and there's a question about the environment at home, how healthy it looks like, whether we can support that employees can somehow change the environment and so on. I would say that health will become more important. We need to start by steps of understanding basic principles about healthy habits, and then we can talk about performance habits, because we are missing this kind of intelligence. I was a good example. You can be a very successful employee and manager, but still within 10 years you are chronically sick and chronically inflamed. So one of the things is just start with education. This is how it works. Start with education and set long-term goals, communicate to people that this is a value for our company. We see that this work-life balance as a value in company, and I would say life and work balance, because what we see now that life is more appreciated from many people than work, because the new generation is coming to the companies, and we see that they are more towards the value what we bring to the society. And I would say that the problem is so huge within the health that entrepreneurs are forced to fix it, because otherwise the employees and the company cannot perform and get results. And this is problem not of the country, but now it's a problem of companies and corporations. And we see, they start with education, different kind of lectures, trainings, skill sets. We can test all these things, we can play with that, there are different kind of products. So I would suggest that just continue to educate people.
Okay, so I'm hearing the first step then education, then leaders lead by example and show how they implement these habits, and then maybe some motivation system that is attached to health, and then as a result, hopefully the company culture changes and it becomes as a natural part of it.
Yes, it should be something very natural that healthy habits and performance habits are in place. If we need to somehow force someone from the external point of view, external motivation, it doesn't work. It doesn't work before, and it will not work in the future from that point of view. We need to set the motivation from the personal point of view and value it not only in a company, but value it within the families, within the human being, that it is important for me. I would say that health performance and health habits, healthy habits are important if you want to be competitive after 10, 20 years. Otherwise, your brain will not work. Otherwise, you will not be productive. So this is a, I would say it's important to have these skills. Otherwise, we know what happens. We see the statistics, how people are unhappy and how they don't know how to deal with stress and panic disorders and anxieties, what are becoming more and more popular. And companies need to deal with that. But good thing is that there are solutions. It's already in place. We know how to deal with stress. We know how to deal with inflammation. We need to talk about food. We need to talk about brain-gut connection and how it is related to immune system and how it is related to brain activity and mood disorders. Yeah, we definitely can find solutions. At least I see them. They are in the market. They are in the world. And biohacking community, what I am building and talking and representing, is one of the niche in Silicon Valley where high achievers were looking for a pill, but natural one, based on science. So we know that scientifically, if you do that one, if you try this one, if you take this pill or supplement or anything or technology, we can improve your performance. It is possible.
Okay. And as a health coach, I guess for people to trust you and listen to you, you have to walk the talk and have these habits yourself. So what would you say, what are your, let's say, non-negotiable health performance habits that you have and do?
Yeah, this is a tough one because I always struggle as well myself with many habits what I do. But the basic foundation for me is already set up. It was a journey. I always add some more good life habits. And I start day with a smile. Very simple. I start day with a smile. Then I start day with a breathing. Then I start day with a cold and contrast shower. Then it's a water. It's a regular food eating. Then it's supplements. Then it's regular sauna. Then it's visiting my physiotherapist, then massage specialist. It differs from day to day. But basically, I try to fix and manage that my brain is working, that I have a good night's sleep. So it starts in the evening, it starts in the morning, that I set up when I will go sleep. It starts with planning. I use calendar, and without calendar, I'm nothing, because otherwise, I don't want to remember everything. I just write down it. There are plenty of things, but I split them between integration through. There should be the physical body techniques and habits. There should be some emotional practice, what I do and deal with emotions, like mindfulness and meditation, and as well breathing here, as well breathing is here like a physical experience. And as well, I try to set some time for myself for setting long-term goals, because I need to think where I'm heading. It is important. It is important to understand that I have to have time during the day to dream about where I'm heading, what I want to be, what I want to become. And this is what high performance leaders and managers should understand for themselves where they are leading the people and themselves, and what they, and only then, leading by example, we can follow with a team and bring to the next, bring the company or the team to the next level. So it depends from the activities what I do, but sometimes we are looking for something very specific and we can find it. But I would say that take care with sleep, water, regular food. And actually, the question is, the one of the problems what we have, we are messed up with the chronobiology, the biological clock of ourselves, that we are doing the right things in a wrong time. For example, high intensity training after work. It's not a good idea, because we are not supposed to do high intensity in the evening. We have to do that during the day, as a high performers, professional athletes are doing. They spend time with low intensity training in the evening. And that's why the concept working from 9 to 6 is changing if we want to achieve high performance. And this comes together with understanding which hormones during the day are active in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening, and many other things.
Okay. Just recently I had a conversation with friends about, you know, we all know that sleep is good and necessary, good food is good and necessary, some exercise is good and necessary, but still we all sometimes slack off from these so necessary and important habits, and we know that we then feel worse as a result and have less energy, and we notice that, and we know that, but still sometimes it's hard to get the motivation. And for example, I will use in this case my example. When I get in the routine of doing something, it's okay, it's good. But then when I don't know, travel or drop out of my regular routine, I usually also drop out of my healthy habits, and then the hardest part is to get back in. And for me, it usually takes at least a month to get back in those habits. So what's your, I don't know, tips, tricks, suggestions if we slip out of these habits, as we will do inevitably as human beings, how to get back on track as fast and painless as possible?
Yes, you and me as a coach working with the clients, we always need to come back to the question why we started, or why we want something in our life and why we want to change something. And if the basic is clear during the, I don't know, 11 months in a year, and there will not, you know, it's not always like a finished, it's a journey, because the main idea that we need to see ourselves as a better tomorrow is a good example what I am following. So there's always a transformation. It happens on a biology point of view. Every second there are new cells born in our body. Every 7 years we have a new bone structure. The same happens with the brain, with our goals, with our vision, what we want to achieve. And there are a lot of external activities happening now. I would say that we need strongly answer the question, what we want and who we are. If we have examples from Sardinia or some Mediterranean islands, we see that people can live up to 100 years happy, strong, and healthy. This is a good example. If you look in Latvia or in Western society, we see some examples, but it's not, I would say, the average that people are living up to 100 years. I think from the point of view where we are living in Latvia, it is important through the high achievers set more ambitious goals, and if the society and environment will talk and consider the things what I explain and what I see as a norm, then there will be no question about either I will have to deal with the good or bad habits. Right now, it's a decision. It's a decision and, let's say, opportunity cost. In a short term or in a long term. Yes, we know we can deal with some junk food, and we definitely know that it will not help our health, and tomorrow we will feel bad, and it will not help. But sometimes, yeah, we need to take decision. And if we know where we are heading, what we want to achieve, then it's easy. And we don't need to compare anything to others. We need to compare only to ourselves. And that's why I would say that it's important to have society where people are value their health and sees the result for economy and companies and entrepreneurs and teams, that this will help to lead to better results, less conflicts, happier employees, and in the long term, everything will change in the environment where we live. And there are specific protocols if we travel. Yes, there are specific protocols if we are in a jet lag or in a social jet lag or any other things. We can find the solution because scientists made huge, enormous work investigating people's habits, investigating how they make decisions, how to change something, how to cope with jet lag or travel issues and so on. And again, back to education. So we are missing this health intelligence that we know how to take best decision. Sometimes we are buying airport food because, yeah, I'm hungry. I'm just don't see any other solution. But still we have a choice, that one or that one. So from one side, it's easy. Just do it. Mm. From other side, it's hard. Mm. But that's how I see it.
Mm. Yeah, well, as you mentioned, the health intelligence definitely is missing. And also another thing that I have noticed, at least from my perspective, as I'm not so deep in this topic, is that there is, let's say, so much information, and it's really hard to validate which one is like legit information from scientists and from like yes. really recognized people, and which one is like more marketing and not so valid. And how to, let's say, in this journey, how to not get lost in all that information and find the sources which you can trust and which you can then use.
Yes, that's a good one. That's a good one question. It's tough. And sometimes you need to fall to understand the truth. I went through the experimentation part in my life. I was forced to take decision, either I will take additional drug what I will be using on a daily basis, or I will find alternatives. And it takes time. And there are plenty of people who went through this story, through this journey. And I want to mention one thing. We haven't maybe spent time talking about spiritual health, but Steve Jobs, his gift after the death for the people he knew, was the book Autobiography of Yogi, which explains how you can find your passion, intuition, and how you can realize yourself within this world. And he was a dreamer, he was a performer, he was a strategist, and he was looking for answers, and maybe he experimented as well with the things what he did in his life. Definitely, he went through this experimentation part. And either you are creating your life, or someone else will give you some examples how you can experiment with some projects, some topics related to health. But health always is very sensitive. That's why we are afraid of being or exploring what we can take or not. So I would say experimentation is the part, and trust yourself, or there is a concept behind the wise mind in psychotherapy, that you can ask any question to yourself as a resource, and wise mind is the way how you can get answers. The best answers, what you need to do is within you. Just we need to find a way how to trust ourselves. And all the people, specialists, experts, mentors, in my life, they played a huge role, because from the beginning, I trusted them and I used their advices, but not always I did what they suggested me. But I went to the best specialists within all the areas what I mentioned, within a physical body, within an emotional body, within a spiritual health. And if we have this integration between all these, and we understand that we holistically need to fix ourselves, then you just need to find the right people, ask the right questions, and you will find the answers.
Okay, so basically dividing in three parts, finding specialists for each of these physical, mental, and spiritual parts, and yes, educating yourself while working with those specialists and filtering everything through yourself. Does that work for you?
Yes, because we can find a lot of scientific evidence. We can talk about the Western scientific approach. We can talk about the East spiritual approach, how it works. But now we see that all these parts are connected. We see that scientists are proving something what have been in place 4,000 years, and we just need to mix it together, and there is a plenty of information how we can do that.
Okay. But again, let's assume that, you know, I'm very busy and I don't have time for experimenting and looking and finding but I would really start this journey towards this health intelligence and being and feeling better. So what would be like maybe very specific first two or three steps you would say, okay, go start this direction from all this?
Yes, this is the hardest question, what to start and with what. So I work one-to-one from perspective of individual point of view. I believe in individualized medicine because we can find some specific areas in life that for someone works and for someone not. But first of all, for the busy human being, typical manager, employee, I would suggest that you need to take a rest. It can be like you can go for a walk, you can rest yourself by being in nature, or you can spend 10-15 minutes on a breathing journey, or you just need to get rid of this cycle of I don't have time. I'm busy as well because I have planned a lot of things, and still sometimes it's too much. But either you will stop, or you will get the message that you will be stopped. And it will not be the happiest moment in your life. This is what we see as a statistics, how it happens and how it works. So start with small steps and take a rest. Take a rest and it can be whatever thing you want to do. Either you go to some concert or nature or spa or massage, or you can just read some book or whatever. So you need to stop, because only then you can fill in some things what is important for you. But at the moment you don't see it.
Okay. And previously you also mentioned that there are a lot of technologies related to health performance and all that. So can you mention some examples how technologies can be useful for these health performance habits?
Yes, actually, technologies can help us to synchronize our habits and feelings with the data what we have. So what we see future in the medicine that it will be data driven. Now, I can explain for someone that it is important, but they don't feel that it's my way, and that's why I will not do that, and so on and so on. And we need to deal with that, understand why we consider this as a good suggestion, or so on. Technologies don't fly, as well as the blood tests, technologies, and we see even more data coming through. And we even more understand how, on a physical and emotional level, human body is operating. We can use smart gadgets. We can use phone. It's we can use read manual about smartwatch. Mm. How my heart rate, how my breathing, how my temperature, or maybe oxygen level. We can start with these simple things. Understand what already the technologies, what I wear, can help me. Mm. So I started with reading all the best-selling books about sleep, and then I started my journey with a sleep tracker, and it helped me to match my habits, good and bad habits, with the results, what I have seen in the morning when I checked how I slept. Mm. The same with running, the same with stress level, what we can measure right now. So gadgets actually can help, and in future they will be predicting some life-changing events when, for example, heart failure or something can happen within us within a 2 or 3 or maybe 1 week. So I would say that we can start with sleep trackers and already use what we have. If we talk about technologies, then that would be, I would say, the best suggestion right now.
Mm. Okay. And what are the top things that you are tracking? One thing you mentioned being sleep, but what else are you tracking, and how are you then practically changing or doing something about what you're tracking?
Yes. Through the technologies, I see that as well the blood testing and different kind of devices, what I use, medical devices, with the specialists where I visit them. Basically, it is important for anyone at the end to understand how the smartest gadget as a human body is working. Hmm. And now I'm going through my personal journey working without gadgets. Mm. So, and because I spent like 3 or 4 years on monitoring blood pressure, sleep cycles, temperature, heart rate variability, different kind of blood testings, and so on and so on. But at some point when you are a high performer, I consider myself from this point of view that I'm a high performer on healthy habits. For me now, it's more important to deal with the tasks what I want to achieve. And this is more like related to be in a zone, in a flow state, and be more conscious about anything what happens in my life. As well, I'm trying to work to optimize my conscious dreaming and brain functionality, because it is where it is connected, the conscious dreaming and the quality of sleep. And I try to align my feeling with the results what I see. So how I feel myself, how happy I am, how much energy I have. And at the moment, this is based more on the feeling side. But I went through the journey of being addicted to different kind of tests and technologies, and I still continue to incorporate them in my life. So it is part of the journey, and I continue to investigate how my body works and how mind is connected and how it can help me to achieve my results, my dreams in my life.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, at the beginning of the journey, you used more technology to get to know yourself better, but now you feel more like when you have become more health intelligent and know yourself and already have all this data, you have a better ability to feel what is good for you or bad for you at some point.
Yes, yes. Mm. That's the way how I see it.
Okay, okay. So I will quickly check if we have some questions. And let me see. I see we have one question, how to sleep earlier.
You know, I was my regular sleep hours were close to 9 hours. Mm. And it's already too much for an adult human being. And right now it's 6-7 hours. Mm. And it took me approximately 3 years to master that. Now I know how to reach this goal faster. Mm. It can take approximately 6 to 12 months to transform any human being with holistic integrative approach and integrate all the physical, emotional, spiritual praxis activities in life. But the question is, either we are ready to transform during the 6-12 months. Mm. It can be painful, the change is painful. And the question about sleep is what you will do when you will sleep less. And this is the motivation why to sleep less. Mm. That's why we need to dream and change our life. Because if you can get more hours today, tomorrow, you have 3 hours more. You have slept 9 and now you sleep 6. You have more energy. What you will do with that? So that's why we need to answer what we will do with the new resources, what we will have, what we want to achieve. So, and yeah, it's hard to answer, but definitely it's individual approach for any individual evaluating what happens in the life, why we have already, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours sleep. Either this is a chronic stress, which we have, either it is chronic inflammation, what we have, or both, or maybe there are some environmental toxic issues what increases the inflammation and stress. It's individual. Mm. And this is interesting what I do. It's very simple, similar like with IT. You have a program, there is a code, there is a problem, there is a bug in a system. And you need to trace it. And this is how I see the human body on and the system and skills and programs what we have applied to our brain and our activities. And body is hardware and mind is software. And we need to find bugs. We can apply features, we can apply new release on software or gadget and have new version of ourselves. And we can restart it and sometime 10 years ago, this solution for computers worked very well. You just restart it and it works. And we need restart for our body and mind. And that's why we need stop, restart, and then sleep, energy, happiness, and many other things will change.
Okay. You just made my day by saying that you can hack your sleep and actually sleep less and feel more energy, because I thought that I'm doomed with needing 10 hours of sleep for the rest of my life and never getting enough. So yeah. So that's good to hear. And as we have already to wrap up our today's conversation, a little bit about your relation with Rig Business School. So you are the alumnus of Rig Business School, the same as I am. And what do you remember from your study time? What are maybe some most valuable outcomes or something from your study time at Rig Business School?
I would say that it was as well quite interesting journey of getting to many new people. And now I see that it was These were very important connections which helped me now to continue to talk to these people and meet these people, and we have a good relationship. So Riga Business School, so basically it was a place where getting valuable contacts and people whom to talk, work and build some new businesses. And as well some parties what we had, and that was as well my, let's say, previous life, previous version of myself. And yeah, we went every year to rafting in Gauja, and this was a good journey and experience communicating and socializing with classmates and friends and course mates.
Okay. And if somebody is watching right now and thinking, should I study in Riga Business School, or what would you say to that person who is sitting and thinking about that?
Definitely yes. The approach of study process and case study analysis helped me to better understand how to solve business problems and even my personal life problems, because it's a mindset what you get here in Riga Business School. It's a way of thinking, it's a way of solving problems, and this is what we are missing, the mindset, and all the other things, practical, technical, it can be solved with experts, but mindset is what you get when you study, you analyze, you communicate, and the spirit of Riga Business School is about changing your mindset.
Okay, so I guess it's time for us to close our conversation today. Any final words you would like to, or suggestions to our listeners and viewers?
I would say that this conversation was about health, but actually I see health more important for achieving better results in life. And if we can change the perspective how important it is, then we can achieve more with the flow state, with the zone, and it shouldn't be so tough or hard for high achievers to get result. I see this as a very important mindset as well, to be health intelligent, emotional intelligent, and spiritual intelligent. For me, it's important.
Okay. So thank you, Mars, for this interesting and insightful conversation, and thank you, our listeners and viewers. And just in case you connected to us a little bit after the finish of the start of the episode, then know that it will be available in Riga Business School YouTube channel as well as podcast streaming apps, together with all the other episodes. So thank you, everybody, and thank you, Maris, and see you in the next episode.